Hi, it's Tony Chapman. If you're a frequent listener of Chatter That Matters, you know that the majority of my episodes are dedicated to sharing inspiring stories. People who overcome circumstances, they chase their dreams, and when they do, they change their world, and often ours for the better. My intent and hope of the show, use positivity and possibility to push back against negativity and this growing sense of impossibility. But on occasion, I break format and I post a podcast on Monday about something that matters to me and I hope to you. The idea is to challenge the status quo with ideas that will improve our lives and even our livelihood. And today is one of those episodes. I learned something about myself this year. Negative news, it makes me anxious, frustrated, angry, uncertain, and even insecure.
The high costs of groceries aren't just taking a bite out of the bank accounts of Canadians.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
It's also devouring any hope that prices may decrease.
Rampant car thefts are driving up insurance costs, and experts say they're pumping millions of dollars into criminal organizations.
These crime groups are using the vehicle as a commodity.
The world is waking up to the potential and the dangers of the most advanced forms of artificial intelligence. Across the globe, countries are racing to try to both harness and regulate this technology.
And those are just tiny drops compared to the toxicity that pounds my social feed constantly. It's like a fire hose pushing me onto my back feet. It's impacting my mental well-being. Now, I'm fortunate. I'm an optimistic person. I have many more good days than bad. And I also have the financial means to survive the harsh realities of our economy. I'm far from wealthy, but I'm well-to-do. So I asked myself, if negative news is having this impact on me, what about others who are less fortunate? I have no empirical evidence, only my intuition and logic to pose these questions to you. Is it possible that our rapidly growing mental health crisis, and one even more pronounced with our youth, is due to this combination of life being increasingly unaffordable and news that makes me also believe that life is increasingly impossible? Is it possible that the anarchy and crime we're experiencing in the streets, the collapse of Canadian values which once knitted us together, are also directly related to the cost of surviving, let alone living, and the news that tells me it's not going to get any better? Is it possible that social media is intentionally hurting us inside walls where we exist with like-minded people who share and validate like-minded content and whose biases are so firmly stapled to their beliefs that they deny empirical evidence and science in favor of their community's point of view and love for each other and dislike for others? Are we now at a state where many Canadians fear their future? That instead of a Canadian dream, they are living a living nightmare, and their only choice is fight or flight. The only way we can turn this around is to address affordability. We must create the conditions for Canadians and newcomers to survive and, yes, thrive. The question is how, as we are being offered two very opposing directions. One side believes that the only path forward is increasing productivity and growing our economy. By creating purposeful jobs, we'll grow our tax base, a stronger balance sheet to strengthen our social programs, and that'll give us the ability to help marginalized people, care for our aging population, and move forward as a country. The other feels that the best way to tackle affordability is a transfer of wealth brought about through corporate and personal taxations, borrowing as we have debt capacity, and rapidly expanding our population to expand our economy. It's up for us to choose the right path we want our elected leaders to follow. Why? Because we are a democracy. But I don't think we can afford to wait until 2025 for an election on affordability. I'm not alone. 70% of Canadians feel it's time to go to the polls. So let's encourage politicians from all parties to respect their wishes. Liberals, Conservatives, NDP, Green, or otherwise, put your best foot forward. Put your best plans forward for tackling affordability. Seek our approval, and if elected, follow the path we voted for. Because if we solve affordability, we will drown out the negativity and once again chase possibility. We'll reclaim the Canadian dream. It's Tony Chapman. Thanks for listening to Chatter That Matters. If you have time, please subscribe and rate the show. And more importantly, let's chat soon.